Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Your Gig Is Showing, and while we're in the heart of the Pacific Dance Festival's on this month. It's showcasing dancers from Aotearoa and across the Pacific. And we're invited as an audience to immerse ourselves in a fusion of heritage and innovation. That sounds pretty good. And joining me now across the desk is my first guest for season two, the director of the festival, Sefa Inari. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me in Samoan what good morning is.
Te ao manuia.
Te ao manuia.
Te ao manuia.
Good. Absolutely hosing down outside, isn't it? Did you bring your umbrella? Not very Pacific weather. I guess it is for this part of the Pacific.
Yeah.
And I can call you Sefa?
Sefa.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. You're juggling a lot of balls in the air at the moment, obviously, with various venues and various artists. How's it all going with getting it all prepared?
Well, we launched last night, so I'm a little bit husky. we finally kicked off our theatre season at the Mangere Arts Centre, but we've been at the museum, Glen Innes, at the Te Oro Arts Centre, Toitū and Ponsonby as well. So last night was finally got to kick off the theatre shows.
How did that go? It was good?
It was awesome.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Wonderful.
All right, so I've never been to a Pacific dance festival, so can you paint a picture of, as an audience, I'm coming to one of these gigs which we'll talk about. What am I going to see and hear and experience when I'm there?
Well, we're a festival that really deals with emerging to mid-career Pacific dance artists. So these are people that have just started making works, all of them from the Pacific, New Zealand born, New Zealand based, and they're all from different kind of dance backgrounds. So last night we opened with a Uvean show. So Uvea is Wallace and Futuna. They are French territory.
Yes, interrupt you there? Those islands that are to the left of Samoa, a few hundred kilometres into the Pacific, there's two of them, and they're Wallace and
Futuna,
but called
Uvea.
Uvea, okay, all right. Yeah, so I know where we are, and how many people live there? Not a lot.
Oh, not a lot at all.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Okay.
Not as big as like Samoa.
Let's say 10,000 or something like that.
I'm
okay.
Thinking that too.
All right. So, Carol, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want to situate ourselves in the Pacific as to where those islands are.
So it's a French territory, but they are descendants of Tongans.
Okay.
So when you talk to them, they will always hark back. Their arts and culture is very related to ancient Tongan, when Tonga was a big empire. And Futuna, the other island, they also hark back to Samoa. So their languages are kind of similar, but it kind of got caught in a bit of a time warp because they're isolated, those islands, and as the bigger islands kind of progressed and got colonised, these particular islands, the smaller ones, kind of remained an ancient kind of language of the big islands.
Okay, so what does that show encompass?
I think you get to see old school dancing as it was done pre-colonial times, because it kind of got, I don't know if stuck is a good word, but it stayed there in terms of its form and its language and its chanting and music. So as the bigger islands were colonized and became modern, these smaller islands kind of retained an old school version of the islands of like Samoa and Tonga and Fiji.
It must be quite hypnotic watching a show like that.
It's really, those songs and chants they do, they're long. They're very long. They go up to like 8-10 minutes, those kind of songs. And the movements aren't particularly modern or jazzy. They're quite simple movements, simple hand movements, simple rotation from side to side. But it becomes quite hypnotic.
Yeah,
and then they speed up.
Yes.
And then they begin to speed up their dancing and get lower as they do it. Yeah.
So this is how long in an entire show would you be going to to see this. I mean, they're playing at, is that the Mangere Arts Centre tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
Okay. So is it like an hour or?
Yeah, it's a full length work.
It's an hour, yeah.
So last night, the choreographer, Justin Hayu, who's the choreographer, very respected in the contemporary dance world. So he's been with the New Zealand Dance Company. He's done quite a lot of stuff in Australia and here. But this particular work is about him finding his Uwean dance body, dance spirit again, and going back to those kind of challenges you have when you take movement onto your body and into your muscle, and they're a little bit alien to you, but spiritually you connect with it.
Yeah.
You know?
I bet he's loving that, just immersion in the ancestors.
Yeah.
For want of a better term.
Yeah,
wow. So that's last night and tonight. And then you move to another show, which comes on at the Mangere Arts Centre.
Yep. So the next show will be the Moana show, and that's the tertiary. So we're really, it's been really good for us to work with the tertiary sector who do dance studies. So that's the Unitec, the New Zealand School of Dance, and there are a few Pacific Island graduates coming through. And so that program in particular is kind of like the total opposite of last night, because these are the new thinkers, the new shapeshifters, and the way they interpret their Pacific being within their incredibly trained institutionalized bodies.
Yeah, you know? Right. Does it take them a long time in rehearsal to suss all this out? I suppose they do it, they're working towards it.
You know what? I think it takes years to suss it out.
Yeah.
You know, I think you can train all you want in dancing, but then to kind of find that truth in your movement, that probably takes a lot of years of kind of decolonizing your body a bit.
Yes.
And from the institutionalized upbringing you've been brought in, and then actually find your voice. So yeah, it takes longer probably for someone who goes into a dance school, an institutionalized place, to find their voice again.
I'm talking with Sefa Inari, who is the director of the Pacific Dance Festival, which is back in the city. And Sefa, you've been doing this for 16 years.
Yeah, it's 16
years. You know the drill.
Years. Yeah, 16 years. The same kind of intention, the same kind of feeling from our dancers about expressing themselves. That doesn't change in the 16 years I've been in there.
You're getting new audiences?
We're getting younger audiences, which is really awesome, because these audiences just aren't for Pacific dance, it's for dance altogether. That younger people are growing up with dance as an art form.
And you've picked a bit of music for us to play, and you've got one from Josh Tatofi.
Yeah.
And this track, is this about, I was going to say, is it about Wallace and Fortuna?
No, this is a Samoan one.
Oh,
I sent it
okay.
because of Samoan Language Week.
Ah, okay,
I'll throw some Samoan songs,
yep.
But this is kind of a vibe, a really kind of modern vibe.
So when you incorporate this track in the show itself, is it in any of the showcases you're doing?
Not in particular, but it's probably in the after function after the dance assembly.
I see. I haven't heard it. Actually, I'm going to have a listen to it.
Great.
Well, the first time with you, you know, you have. I haven't. So, in terms of the music that plays with your actual performance,
yep.
is it all like old school, or is there anything?
Well, last night's show was with live. It was live chanting,
yes.
and live instruments on stage, in particular drums.
Okay, got it. So this is, as you said, be at the aftermatch function. Okay, and Samoan Language Week finishes today.
I was wondering, but could you see if I fail? What is on your mind? I'm just waiting for you to tell me, baby. good, my baby. Here they are, so I know I'm on your mind. Phone, we in one more time. For your touch so very much that I hear when you're around me, the way you make me feel, the way your love is real.
Love that. That's so nice. That's transported me to the sun. That's so lovely. And I'm here at the moment with Sefa Inari, who's the festival director of the Pacific Dance Festival. And we're talking about the festival, which is on at various locations, started, and it's on at various locations in June. Beautiful choice. Thank you. Especially on the morning like this.
Well, happy Samoan Language Week.
Yes, absolutely. So we've been talking about a couple of the gigs that are on. In terms of people wanting to go along, I guess they just go to somewhere like Event Finder and have
Event Finder, our website, www.pacificdance.org.nz. Yep, that'll lead you to the ticketing.
Yeah, so we're looking at islands in the Pacific and various dance styles. From these islands, Wallis and Futuna, Uwe, Kiribati, Rotuma, Samoa, and the bigger one, New Zealand, Aotearoa, and also the indigenous Pacific diaspora of Te Whanganui Atara. So we go to Wellington as well.
Yep.
How does that work?
So they'll come up to Auckland, this crew. They're actually quite a well-stacked crew in terms of their experience, and they'll be coming to Auckland as our guests to close the festival for us. That's Shifting Centre.
When's that on?
They are at the end of the festival, 15th and 16th.
Of June, so middle of the month, yep. It wraps up. Okay,
it wraps up.
I just want to cover off a couple of the other gigs because they're at different venues and you have a triple bill at the Mangere Arts Centre.
Yes.
What's that? That looks so like it's going to be a big one.
Those are actually, I'm sitting here at BFM, actually, one of those works is from the university. It's the Pacific Studies, so it's one of the lecturers from there that's been working with the Kapahaka group, and they're one of the combinations of that triple bill, and in that lineup is also a Samoan. Oh, actually, he's a student from here, from the university here as well. Shamelessly plugged the dance studies department here at the University of Auckland. And the final lineup of that triple bill is they're from a place called Rotuma, which is a small island. And that is a duet, Rotuma and Niue, which is even a smaller island, you know, smaller population.
Yeah, how do you, when, you all know this obviously, just by the fact that you know it, but if you're new to this, how do you distinguish costume-wise, it's not costume, it's, do you call it traditional?
Yep. So, you know what, when people go, oh, what's the difference between a Samoan and a Tongan? I can't tell the difference. And I'll always go, well, actually, if you watch them dance, they wear quite different costuming. So in Micronesia, the costuming is very subtle, and they are like bands on your arms that's significant of birds and that kind of hula skirt and the headpiece. Whereas if you go to Polynesian, it's mats, that tapa. You know, that sort of thing that distinguishes the kind of different costumes and the colouring they use as well. Because, you know, different colours mean different things for the islands. The red, the brown, the blue, they kind of mean different things. So you can kind of tell the costuming by where they are located, because parts of the Pacific are hotter than other parts as well. So you're not as dressed if you're in the hotter part of the Pacific as you would be if you're in the kind of colder part of the Pacific. So yeah, that's just physically, that's a 101.
Oh, it must be a spectacle. Absolutely beautiful to see all the costumes and everyone in them. I mean, I nearly drive off the road when I'm going past that church in Grey Lynn on a Sunday.
Yeah.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
They look so incredible.
Yeah.
It must take a while to get kitted out and all that stuff.
Yep. I mean, and there's also a process in terms of, you know, those natural fibres probably aren't as available to us here in Aotearoa as they are in the Pacific. So in kind of the way they substitute it, you know, and choose other kind of materials to do the same thing.
Yeah. There's a show on with a youth group from Kiribati. And are they, they're from Kiribati?
Yep.
And that's the island, of course, that is having so much trouble with the, with the rising sea levels.
Yep.
I guess you're not the right person to ask, but where are they up to with all of that?
So I know that part of the themes that they're dealing with, this group that's performing, is got to do with mental well-being. You know, the way people are dealing with things, especially young people, because it is a youth dance group. And they're amazing because they are all descendants of, you know, immigrants. Kind of a bit of my story from decades ago going now, you know, that we do have children who are children of immigrants that have settled into New Zealand, and kind of that way that the dance brings them all together as a community so they can kind of keep their language alive and sort of identify as
being... Have they got an individual language?
So, I mean, their language is very different to the Polynesian languages, like of Samoa and Tonga, where you can kind of understand, and Māori actually, you can kind of understand what they're saying, whereas this is quite a different Melanesian culture.
Okay. And you were saying before, is Barbara Drever from Kiribati?
She's from the Kiribati.
Really?
Yep, she's from the Kiribati, and I love watching her, her items on TVNZ and the news and the way she reports in the Pacific. She's awesome.
Yeah. Sefa Inari is my guest, the director of the Pacific Dance Festival. And thanks so much for giving us an overview of what's happening in the next few weeks. It's just, for you, it's a hugely busy time. And I imagine that in terms of everybody who's coming along, you have to work out accommodation and all of that sort of stuff, do you?
Yep.
Do they get billeted out, or where do you put them all?
No, when the big groups come in, we just like to give them a big Airbnb home.
Oh, nice.
You know, it's just that they're just together, yep. They can cook and stuff, rather than being in hotels and stuff.
Yes, know? All right. And you've chosen a great song for us this morning to finish with. Just very cool, Mavis Rivers.
This is the legendary Mavis Rivers, you know, our first Samoan lady that, you know, played with Frank Sinatra and Louis Armstrong. And she's accompanied here by even more famous ladies from Aotearoa, the Endel sisters.
I remember them.
Really beautiful Samoan singing here.
Sefa, thanks so much for making the trek into the city to tell us about the Pacific Dance Festival. Best of luck with it.
Thank you.
Enjoy it, as you no doubt will. And this will be played at the aftermatch function as well, no doubt. Here's Mavis Rivers and Farewell Samoa. Stay there all day. That's Mavis Rivers and Farewell Samoa.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.